Let me introduce to you the Rambam, who the Miri calls Gedolei Mechaberim. Okay? And Gedolei Mechaberim, the genius of the Rambam is not only the way he formulates things, defines them, but where he puts them. In fact, looking back at the Rav and the way he used to think about learning, is that every din you had, you try to have like an envelope and write the address. Where does it belong? So therefore, if everything is in its right place, you can with the database. You can look at how this fits, and you can understand it in context of your database, which is called a Torah Kula. Okay? And everything, where you put it, is something which... Where you put it, how you put it, is something which is very important to understand what it really is. And the Rambam organized Mishneh Torah, as he says in the Hakdama Sefer Mitzvos, according to mitzvos. Okay, and he basically said that he wrote Sefer Mitzvos in order to write Mishneh Torah. Okay, that's what he tried to do. So in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, is the halachas, the mitzvahs which are nogeyet the chometz and matzah. Okay, chometz and matzah. So if you look, Perek Aleph is the Isur Asiri chometz, which has basically two lavim, a lav of achilas chometz be'en, achiv kores, and a lav of kol machmetz solchelu. Solchelu is chometz dogon gomoy the chagoyvis. Two lavim. Okay. Number three, and Perek Beis, okay, Perek Beis and Perek Gimel is the mitzvah say of Tashbisu, which is the mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. Whatever Tashbisu is, whether it's belayv, or whether you do the beer, or how you do the beer, and the bedika is an extension of it, and the beer chometz, that's Beis and Gimel. Perek Dal is Bayiro Bayimotze, okay? Perek He, the Rambam introduces a whole new world, which I'm not sure how much you find the Rishonim, I'm not aware of it, that all the matzah that you eat, all the dogon that you eat on Pesach requires a separate shmirah. Okay? Nothing to do with matzah. That's Perek He. Even, I'm not sure if the Rav told us the story, or whatever it is, the Beis HaLevi had, I think, a daughter or a sister, I'm not sure, I'm getting old, I'm not sure it was a daughter or sister, who, I don't know, there was a problem in the shidduch, because there was something with her, I'm not sure what it was, Baruch Hashem, they were happy, the shidduch, and she had to go away while she was a kala to the family, I'm not sure exactly who it was, and the Beis HaLevi, I think Paskin, that it's only a chumrah and that she can be maker without the Rambam, even though they were machmeh, okay? Okay. That's Perek He, that's the Rambam, okay? Then comes Perek Vov. Perek Vov is the mitzvah of Be'erev Teruch L'Matzos. That is Perek Vov, okay? Perek Zayin is the Perek of CPC of Yisrael, which we'll focus on. And Perek Ches is the Seder. How he does the Seder of Leil Pesach, okay? The Seder. So one of the things I'd like to focus on, I'd like to really understand what the mitzvah of CPC Yisrael is, okay? But besides that, I'd like to understand an oddity in Gedolei Mechaberim. And you see, you can only understand oddity, there are two ways of doing things, okay? You can ask yourself, if I had written it, how would I have written it? Okay? Which is a very difficult, different point than saying, since I have a big brain, so, and I would have written it this way, therefore this is what's written. It's a very different way of scholarship. And the latter is not scholarship, it's just, It's an expression of a haughty individual who was rewriting Torah. And the first is serious scholarship, because you cannot understand what the author, which happens to be the Rambam, has done until you understand what you would have assumed the normal frame of reference is. Okay? So if one would try to think and ask themselves a question, and they're writing Mishneh Torah, and they want to write a mitzvah d'rabbanan of achilas moro, where would they put it? Okay? So if you would have asked me, okay, but I can ask you if you like, I would have put it at the tail end of Perek Vov and say there's a mitzvah achilas matzah and midrabbanan is achilas moro. Okay? And then I can ask myself where I would have put chalosis, and I can imagine putting chalosis, because see, the Mishnah says that the Rav Tzadok is mitzvah, and the Rambam does pass it, it's a mitzvah, but the Rambam Pirush Mishnah seems to say that if it's a mitzvah, you make a bracha al achilas chalosis. Okay? So if you're making a bracha al achilas chalosis, so I would have put it together with Mora all the way in Perek Vav and Shalom al Yisrael. Okay. We'll see later that I think that what happened, that the Chachomim have a mitzvah, but it's a completely different mitzvah. And we'll see about that, okay? Because in Pirush Mishnayis, when he talks about Tzadok, the mitzvah is al achilas chalos. It's a mitzvah achila. Okay. So it's like, So now, let's get started, okay? That's the frame of reference. Keep it in mind, Aleph, you know, the Isra achila chometz, Tashbisu, Bayo Bayamotze, Dinei Shmira Matzah, whatever that is, and then you have Mitzah Chilas Matzah, Sipri Siyas Mitzrayim, and the Seder. Now, what Ram does is like this. Now, just before you get started, when you talk about the Mitzah of Sipri Yisrayim, basically, you can throw in one or two ksukim. And the Rambam seems to be to vacillate or change his position at time what the mitzvah is. Because when he wrote Sefer Mitzvahs, it's very clear for him the mitzvah was Vigarta Levin Chabayamahu, which is what, you know, if we wake anyone up here in the middle of the night, they would say that also. And that's what he writes in Kufnun Zayin. And I say Kufnun Zayin, if I'm not mistaken, okay? In Mishneh Torah, he's ready to take a different position. And he says, Zoch es hayo mashiach tzosim Mitzrayim. Now, independent of everything, just when you think about this, just the Lashon of the Pasuk, you're talking about the mitzvah changes. Because you said, V'gad tel vincho bayom ahu. Okay. So what's the content of the story? What's the timeline of the story? There's no clue when you look at Vigarta Levincha. Correct? It could be going back to Avram Avinu and telling about the story. It could be Masru Menusu Mesai Mishra. It could be any place. All the Nisim, what happened in Mitzrayim until the culmination of Gula, correct? However, when you say Zoch es hayoyim asher yetzos in Mitzrayim, you're remembering that day, the day of Zenith, the day that you went from an Eved to a Ben Chol, that night of Leil Pesach, of Machis Becholis. So then, you're going to have to ask yourself the question of Zoch es hayom asher yetzos in Mitzrayim, how does everything else fit into the story? Okay? You see also in Sefer Mitzvahs, the way we call HaMarbe, the Sapi, you see Mitzrayim as a Meshubach, the Rambam changed the story of Marbe, the Sapi, you see Mitzrayim as a Meshubach from Sefer Mitzvahs to Mishneh Torah. Because in Sefer Mitzvahs, he talks about called L'Hagdolas HaNes, and how great it was, and Hashem Nokam Mitzvah Mikmoseinu, it just becomes more graphic and more grandiose. Okay? because the topic, the timeline doesn't change. Because Vigarta Levincha always was the whole story, and you're just telling the story in greater depth. However, if you say the mitzvah Zoch Hashem is Esayoyim Hashem Yotzosu Mitzrayim, you understand yourself, you're limited to that day. So what the Rambam does, in one line, he says, Cholmav Malchut Vorm Shohoyu U'She'iru, because Shohoyu U'She'iru are precursors, those things which were before that Yoyim. Vorm Shohoyu is something about the Shibut, and Iru is something which occurred with the Nisim. Okay? The backdrop of everything that happened, of the slavery and all the Nisan that occurred before it came to its zenith of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay? But you understand, it's very different. Because really, if it's Vigadat Levincha, you're telling the same story. That's, you're just telling it in greater depth. What happens is, in Zohar, as a Yoyim Mashiach Yetzasa Mitzrayim, the whole thing changes. Because basically, the Rebbe used to say, I'll just give you an example. He said that on the Kinois, on Tisha B'Av, we talk about Yerushalayim B'Sif Alta. What do you mean Yerushalayim B'Sif Alta? Because you can't appreciate Chubun until you understand what it was. So you have a greater appreciation here also of what occurred on this day, the day Leil Tezvav, by understanding the past. But it's not that the understanding the past is the Etzem Mitzvah. It's a marvelous sapir to give you a greater understanding of what happened on this day. Okay, so the marvelous sapir is very different. Okay, there's another difference. Okay, because if I ask you, do you have to tell the story? What is the main thing over here? Telling the story or telling your son the story? Okay? So, if it's Vigadat Levincha, your son is the main story. Your son is your lulav that you're shaking on Leil HaPesach. Okay? And then you need a whole explanation. If there's no son around, what do you do? And that the Rambam says in Kufnun Zayin, in the Asay of Kufnun Zayin, you know what he says? He says, how do you know if you don't have a son, you have to misapir? He says, Zoches Hayom Asher Yotzosem. Kamoi Shenema Zoches Hayom Asher Yotzosem. He's not comparing it to Kiddush. He's just saying the Kiddush, the Zohar, doesn't require and a certain circumstance to tell over to a particular person. It might be just an oral explanation. That's what he's trying to do over there. But you understand in Mishneh Torah, where the mitzvah is what? The mitzvah is Zohar, Sayyom, Hashem, Tzosah. You don't have to have, you know, old drushes that explain why, if if there's no sun around, you have to do something. See, so I feel ain't no bed without any commotion. He just happens to say that if there is a sun around, you have to be extra careful. And that is what he does in Halacha Beis and Halacha Gimel. He tells you in Halacha Beis that what's going on in Leil Pesach is an exercise in education. Okay? Okay. He doesn't say that Talmud Torah. Melamdoi is to educate him about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, about the story. Education, he has two major points in what constitutes education, and this you can take and not take in general as any teacher to a Talmud, okay? The two points are the following. One point, he says, that education is not that you're trying, you have an axe to grind, and you want to say something, and you know, come or high water, you say it depending upon anything. Okay, the purpose of education is to have a glimpse, an intellectual understanding of the needs of the student, and where the student is holding, what his intellectual prowess is, what his emotional needs are, and to fix it, and to have boom, this is the package that he needs. Therefore, that he says the tippish or the cotton who doesn't have great intellectual prowess at that point, or it's not fully developed, it's a show and tell. You say shifchazu v'yevet zeh, and as the child is developing, you know, as he has a different character, it's basically chanuch l'nara pidakoi. The job of an education, an educator, is not to give over material. It's not bleh. The job of the educator is to open the mind of the student at where he is, okay? And that's what Halacha Beis is about. And Halacha Gimel, he tells you very also a very important point in education. You cannot be an educator unless you get the student excited and curious about the topic. So therefore he goes out and he explains how you go about the various things. See, for example, you're going to study this the stira. Under the Gemara, now the Pesachim says, "Then oikenes hashulchan elifnei misho imahagoda." Okay, you only take the shulchan away from the person who's saying nagoda. The shulchanus that were in front of everyone else stayed there. And here in Perek Zion, he's talking about the ketanim and his oikenes hashulchan milifnehem. He's talking about the ketanim, which is a whole different take from what's going on in Perichas. So the answer is Chabesai. It's a different story, B'chlau. Here, there's no timeline of when you do it. Chotfin matzah, you pull the matzahs, you jump around, you give them a close, they're glazing, you pull the table away from them, you just want to get inside. You know, Daddy, what's going on here? This is like a crazy night. Something's going on. What's the scoop? That's the point, to get them excited, curious. Okay. However, in Periches, we're talking about a whole different thing. The Seder, you take away the Shulchan, the thing Manishtanis. You say, the boy in the Shulchan, we didn't eat yet, and we made Kiddush. We're pouring another cup of wine. You know, it's where it's got the Ashbam, the Tash is on the Mezigas HaKlis, or on the Kiddush HaShulchan, or both. You know, what's going on? And then it's Ogenes HaShulchan, the thing Nisho, it's Baal HaGodah. So there's three things. There's Egoizim Kloyes, there's Oikin Lef Shochel Lef Neim, and Choytfen Matzah. That's what he has in Halacha Gimel. Okay? So this is because of the new layer of Ben. Okay? Ben. Now, in Halacha Daled, he goes the next step, and he says there's this new issue, new inyan, of Maschel B'gnus U'Messayim B'Shevach. Okay? So here on this I'm very nervous, because Maschel B'gnus U'Messayim B'Shevach, in the frame of reference of Sefer Mitzvahs, I understand that's telling you about what the mitzvah is. But L'Cheira, if you're looking in the frame of reference of Mishneh Torah, where the mitzvah Zochas Hayoyim Ashi Yitzosim Mitzrayim, the Maschel B'gnus U'Messayim B'Shevach fits in Volim Shehoyu She'ilu, to have the backdrop to appreciate what happened over here. Because this, what happened is, what happened with Avraham Avinu and the whole story, and why, you know, this is prior to that day. So then, it's an amazing thing. If it's true, you know, it's counterintuitive. I understand the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs to assume that the Haggadah, that Nusach Haggadah that we have, is based on I call a marble sapit seed. We start at the beginning of the Agoda, and we say call a marble sapit seed scribe as a meshubach. But the excellent text of the Agoda of Maschel U'Nusach V'Sayim B'Shevach should be based on something which is call a marble. It becomes very odd, but that's what it seems, because I can't explain to you, or maybe I'm mistaken. If the mitzvah zochas hayoyim asher tzos mitzrayim, it's only a marble. That's an amazing thing. Okay. In Sefer Mitzvah, I understand it. Okay. Then he quotes Rav Gamliel. Okay. And Rav Gamliel. Okay. I think it's Halacha Vav already, Rav Gamliel, right? Halacha Dalet was Maschel Menus, and Halacha He is Rav Gamliel. Kol Oymed, Shloish, Kol Mishal Oymed, Shloish, Nebo Meil, Rav Pesach, Liyot Zalich Vosa, Ve'elohein, Pesach Matzumorah, which is part of CPC Yisrael, whether it's because you look at the Lashon, he says like this. Ve'amartem, he says, He says like this: Pesach matzah moro, Pesach al shem sheposach Hakadosh Baruch Hu hamokom Baruch Hu abotei avaseinu Mitzrayim shenema va'amaltem zevach Pesach hu la'Hashem. Va'amaltem, there's an inyan, va'amaltem zevach Pesach hu la'Hashem. And he's learning, va'amaltem zevach Pesach hu la'Hashem. There's something in the sipur of Zocha. See, that I can understand. In Zocha, Hayoyim Asher Yitzos Mitzrayim, V'amartim Zevach Pesach Hashem, which could then also, and it's part of the Zocha Hayoyim. Because he's not learning, like the Ramban and Mochamis, that it's part of the Mitzvah's Matzah, and Pesach and Moro, but it's part of Sipi Yisrael. Okay. Then, he throws in also, when Gamliel, Matzah Umoro, which we don't have a real explanation. You could just, the Pasuk says, he says, Al Shem Shemoro, Amitzim Mitzchayim, Mitzvah Yisrael, Umatzah Al Shem Sheniglu. Okay, so we don't know how that get in there, because it's an inyan of Matzah Umoro is part of Pesach, or because Ipshuta Shalmikha is like Sercho Lav Chomitz, Shivas Yom Turcho Umatzah Lechamoni. And what does the Pasuk continue? This Lamantiskos, Yom Seischa, you know, make a big deal in the Seder. The whole thing is very odd, okay? Because in Pshuta Shel Mikra, it's a discussion about what's going on in the Mitzvah Smata and the Issa Chometz. And the Issa Chometz is what's going on in Pesach and with what you're doing on Pesach, you can remember always. Lamantisko is Yom Seischa. The mitzvah Pesach, the mitzvah Matzah Moro is going to. So if it's going to cause you, so you can tell me that by talking about the mitzvah Matzah Moro is also goes under this. Okay, just a word, and it's going to tell you two, three sentences, and you can, there's something for you to work on. The Rambam learns in the Machlekes Ben Zema and the Chacham, what's this issue? Lo Zachicha Temu Yitzis Mitzrayim Balayla. And the Rambam doesn't count. See, the Rambam doesn't count Zachicha Yitzis Mitzrayim and Yina Mitzis. Oh, it's an Achayimi. You know, this and that. I can tell you all the Rambam say over this. But let me just tell you what the Rambam Pishukai says. Okay? Before Far Abchai. Okay? So you look at the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis. It's an amazing thing. At the end of the first parak of Brachos, it seems that they knew that the parsha shlishis vayoyimah should be said at night, and they didn't have a clue. They didn't have a remez why that should be so. So what we're doing in over here is talking about the mitzvah kriyishma and the third parsha of kriyishma and ki'ilu. I'll just add two other words, and this also is a shear in itself, and because I want to get to this. Ki'ilu, there's a Kabbalah, a Pirush HaMakubah Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Rabbein Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, or that the Mitzvah Krishma, these three parashas, is that the Mitzvah Krishma Jerem Olayla? But the question is, the Ram says in Akdomah, the Pirush Mishnah is, that every Pirush Makubo has a Remez B'Kor. And Rabbi Loza ben Azaya was looking for the Remez in the Kor. It's not Pshuta Shel Mikra. The Pshuta Shel Mikra is talking about Mitzvah Matzah Moro and the whole that's a whole shiur itself. So Eber Zay, what does it do with the Seder? It's a discussion. Look at the Ram and Pirush Mishnah. It's the end of the first Berg of Bokhan. That's what he's talking about. Okay? Now, the next point. Okay? So the Rambam ends now, after Rambam Gamliel, and he says, "Dvorim Eilu Nikoyim Hagodah." So it seems that Hagodah is over when we finish Rambam Gamliel. It's over. That's it. So it means what he's talking about later is not called Hagodah. That's in his lashon. He says, "Kulon." Hain Nikoim Hagodah, but Dvorim Ho'elu means everything before this is called Hagodah. Then he says Halacha Vav, a whole new world. B'chol dor v'dor chayiv odom laharis etz atzmo ki hu ba'atzmo yotzo ato mishibu Mitzrayim shenema v'yisonu hoitzi misham Tziva means a mitzvah. Hoyisa kloima ki ilu be'ato be'atzvo hoyisa eved v'yotzosa l'cheilis v'niftis. Okay. So I ask you a question. It's a tzivoy, and is a zoches hayom ha'shiyotzosa, and is a chlis. So why shouldn't it be two mitzvah minyan mitzvahs? And the Rambam doesn't have. You look at the Prote and Mitzvah, the beginning of the Oskama Tzematzah, there's no discussion. But Zachalta Kiyavar Yitzvah Zayma. But Boi Nishan, the Rambam says, Al Dov is a Tzivah. A Tzivah is the Chamitzvah. And it's a Mitzvah which in Torah Shem Iksav. So it should have been a Minyan Mitzvahs. We don't know what's going on. Okay. Here, I think the answer is simple. Mamish simple. If you look at the Rambam, you'll see it in Sherish Vav, you'll see it in Sherish Tess. And you see it maybe in other shoshim. Okay, we'll leave it alone, okay? The Rambam has something which I don't know how fair it is. He claims that, for example, if you have two lavim that seem a priori to be talking about the same thing, then it's called kefal alav, okay? And you don't get two malchus, you get one malchus, okay? Because it's one lav. But the Torah says it over for chizuk, okay? And he says, the point, how do you know whether it's one lav repeated twice or two separate lavim? So the Rambam says, it's a question of inyone atera. It's themes. If the theme of the two lavim is the same, basically the same, then it's one lav. It's two separate themes, it's two lavim. So what the Rambam has done over here, is this, see, there's a difference in Zochas Hayom HaSheyetzosim and what he says in the beginning, Kmosh Nema Zochas Yom HaShabbos. Okay, what does he want with Kiddush? I think he only wants a simple thing, because the Sifra says in all the mitzvahs Chilo in the beginning of I think in Bechukot it says Yocho Belev Talmoloim Le'sishkach. That all schira doesn't have to be verbal. It could be an internal, okay? So by Kiddush, you can't sit and meditate about Shabbos and be Yotz the Mitzvahs Kiddush. So all the Rambam, I thought, see, if it's Vigadet to Levincha, you don't need that. He only needs, like Kiddush, in order to tell you that even there's no sun. Over here he needs it, not to tell you about there's no sun, about sun, because the sun is not mentioned in the Pasuk. You don't have a child mentioned in the pasuk, but the telly has to be verbal. Okay, so that's a lashon hagoda. A kol dvorim el nikra hagoda. You're supposed to tell the story, but the Rambam says there's another aspect of this mitzvah, and it's in the tzivoy, and it's not a separate theme. To internalize and re-experience the geula is also part of the same mitzvah. But it's not called Haggadah, because Haggadah is prepared. The volume Eilu Nikla Haggadah, and then he says, Chayi Volum, the Halal says, Atzmor, Rizachalta, is something which you don't have to have any words. You feel it, you re-experience it. And the truth is probably, and I'm not sure if I heard this in the Rav, but the Seder has to be in this fashion. Before you can re-experience something, so the Rav always talk about, remember Tisha B'Av certainly talked about it. He said, the reason what's going on in Tisha B'Av is you slowly but surely educating yourself to appreciate the Chorban. And when you understand it, then you can re-experience it or something like that. Here, you can re-experience the Avedis, because in Mesech Sofim, it talks about on Tisha B'Av, I'm not sure in the morning or the night, you do a kriya, because you come to the apex to re-experience, and it's mesa mutalafonov, but you can't appreciate mesa mut because only a historical event until you understand it intellectually. So that's what you do. You go through the Seder, you teach your child, you go over yourself, and you understand the significance of this event, and the volume Eil Nikola Goda. Now, wow, let me re-experience. Let me get into it, okay? And that's the Ram says in Halacha Zayin, there were two takonis to re-experience. Lefikach, but these takonis are pu'ulos, actions which will get you to help you internalize what's going on. Lefikach, kishisayir odam balayla zeh, tzoch lecho v'lishtos meisiv derecheiris. Heseba, one. Two, v'cholecho v'echon, bein anoshim, bein noshim, chayim v'lishtos, balayla zeh abo keseis shel yayin. Two, dala keseis, okay, dala keseis heseba is a way, a pool, which shows your ben chayim to help you. It really is not the mitzvah. It was a mitzvah to be safe and to help you get into it, to experience, to re-experience the geula. Now, let's continue now. Comes the Rambam like this. So that's Zion. He explains, Haseba Dal Kaises, Afil Amish Yisrael, Halachates Dal Kaises, Halacha Yud, what do you say the Dal Kaises on? Yud Aleph. The Rambam now has a retake on Charoises. The Rambam's Charoises mitzvah is very different than what he does in Pirush Mishnayis Rav Tzadok. I'm not sure it's a Chazorah. That might have been Pshat Rav Tzadok. And this is now the Chum. A Charoises mitzvah midivrei sofim. Zecher letit shehoyu oivdin boi b'mitzchayim. Tit that they used. And then he says how you make it. It's tit b'tevin. And then the Ram says, "Umevin oisa al hashulchan b'leilya Pesach." What is the mitzvah? The whole discussion of dipping in the chalices, dipping. No mention of dipping in Perek Zayin mitzvah chalices. Weiss, the Ram is only in Perichess, he mentioned the dipping, and the dipping is a kiyum in the matzah and the mor. The Ram has chalices by matzah, mor, kalpas, wherever it's a kiyum in the mitzvah chila. But it's not a kiyum in the chalices, or to the mitzvah chalices, who may be in ois ala shulchan. A rabbi ne shayla, may be in ois ala shulchan, or that the Ram shita is, not like Rabbi Yosef Tevel, and Rashi, of lechem oinu shayinu advoam halbe, that you bring, when you take the Kayar away from Manishtana, when do you bring it back? We bring it back like Rashi and Avyeh Tevelim when we say Avodim Oyino. But the Rama brings it back by Ram Gamliel. So what's the scoop according to Ram? Mevina. Under the mitzvah, Mevina is on a shochan. It's not there during that God. It's only the tail end. Okay. I think what's happening is when you need the chalices on the table, really for the point, when you say chayiv odem liris es atzmai, you have to re-experience not only the chayus, but also the avdus. And seeing what tit is helps you re-experience the avdus. And I'll explain this a little bit more soon. Okay? That's what mevino is all a shuch, oh, that's the mitzvah. Then halacha yudbeis. This is very anti-intuitive. Achilas moro eino mitzvah menatero bifnei atzmo el tluyihi b'achilas ha-pesach. She mitzvah sasei achas lecho boso ha-pesach ha-matzim rohrim. Okay, that's a deraisa. It's not a separate mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to be necho with the Pesach. But today, when there's no Pesach, lecho, it's nothing. Okay. The question is, Rabbi Yisai, what's the Divrei Sefer? Is the Divrei Sefer the Rabbonim created a new mitzvah moro, which has nothing to do with the Dreisa, because the Dreisa moro is together with Pesach, and this is not Pesach. Oh no, it's an extension of the halacha before. That the same way that we have to do pulas to remember, to bring out the emotional and intellectual understanding of the chayav olam, the haris, it's atzmo, kil atzmo yotze lecheilos, which was through Heseba and Dalek Heses. We do two pulas, which will help us internalize avdus. And the two pulas are Number one, the Chagoyisus al HaShulchan, and number two, the Achilas Mora. Okay. So someone will come, Chochm will come and ask me the following question. Rabbi, it's not chronologically correct. The Rambam should have talked about the Abdus, and then he should have talked about the Chelus. So the answer is no. And the answer is, it should be no. Why? Because since we said Vizochata Kievra Yisabaretz Mitzchayim is not a separate mitzvah, but it's part of the mitzvah Zochas Hayoyim Hashi, it's awesome. Hayoyim Hashi, it's awesome. And the focus is that night we're going to Chelus. So the whole thing is really the Heseba and the Dalakaisis. But as we said before, Chol HaMa'arich V'Ma'arbe V'Dvorim Eilu, that you can't appreciate the Chelus until you understand what the Abdus is. So as an epilogue, okay, as a footnote to the discussion, oh good, so you have to really experience Chelus, but you can't really appreciate Chelus without Abdus. So he tells you in his prescription of what to do, two other things in order to re-internalize the Avdus. And these are these two things. This is Mevinas al HaShulchan, by seeing it and internalizing, and eating things which are bitter. And by eating that, you realize, oh, it was bitter. And that was the God. That was the Avdus. Okay, Rabbi Yisai? We should be Zeicha Lechom and Asbochum and Psochim. And if you have questions, I'm not sure, whatever, I don't want 2 minutes, whatever you like. I like to finish on time. There's no questions, or we're okay? Okay, we say that. Hatzlocha Rabba.
Sounds like the mitzvah is bula.
No, the haris means that you, it doesn't need to do anything. That you
show,
you show, you, right, show, you